Okay, we are up to Kuf Chav Aleph Amid Beis, the last year of Masechta Yevamos. So the Gemara, the bottom of the page. Ahu Avi Chadin was a goy. David Ka'am Aleli So said to eat Ketoil Asaf Sata. I want you to cut down my grass from Veshodi Lechaya and give it to my animals as animal fodder to eat B'Shabbat on the day of Shabbos itself. Because we eat life, refuse to do that harvest. And on Shabbos, katilna loch, I will kill you. Kede katilna leplaini bais, I'll kill that person. And the question is, can we, based on that, assume that that person is dead? Amri lay, because I told him, boshali kedei b'Shabbos, cook for me this pot in Shabbos. But lay boshali refused. You know what I did? The katilte, I killed him. Shama debisa, this guy's wife heard about it. But also came to Abaya, came before Abaya, and asked, what's it in? Can I go ahead and get married or not? He made her wait to losa ligrigle three yam tevim. Why did he make her wait three yam tevim? So Rashi said, look at Rashi. This is, the second Rashi is very interesting. Rashi said because he waited till Pesach. Not he had to wait three yam tevim, he had to wait till Pesach. Look at Rashi. Shahoyu tamide chachamim nigbotzim lishmoya drosha hilchas Pesach bePesach. They would come on Pesach de Pesach. I guess they wanted to wait three yam tevim till Pesach when everybody comes. V'hoyisa she'elas mehem. And then she would ask the question to all the rabbani, what do you guys think? Can I rely on this goy's edus, or is this exaggerating? Now Rashi is interesting. Uvetshuvas hagoyinim matzasi. I found the tshuvas hagoyinim. Kol hanor rigli damroy. Whenever you find shas. It was a regal and they all joined together. Hainu yom shemeiz ba'odin godl. It was a yard site of a great tzaddik. And look what they did. Koivim oitzel l'chvoidei. So they would set aside a day, the yard site for that tzaddik. Umidei shana b'shana on a yearly basis. Kishemagia oitzel yom on the anniversary of that day. Miskapzim tamidei rachamim mikol svivav. Come from around the world. Uvoyim al kivrev. Go to the oil. Im shara'om. Not just tamidei rachamim, but everybody else. Lo yishev zizlana. On the yard site. That's what they do. To go to the oil.
And you learn.
Amazing. Rav said, I guess when he got together on Pesach, none of us here can answer the question.
So who's the
answer
to Pesach that they were...
No. One pshat is wait three to Golim means wait till... To pace it. Oh, and it's wait. Three to Golim means wait till the third yard site or something, or wait till a yard site. Of a great tzaddik, when a lot of people will be there, we'll ask the question. So one of the people there was Rav Ada Bar Ava, and he told him, you know what, go to Rabbi Yosef. You know why go to Rabbi Yosef? The Chariv Sakina, he is the sharpest tool here. He's sharp like a knife, which is actually a little bit hard to understand because we learned in the end of Haidi that Rabba was the one who was sharp, but Rabbi Yosef is the one who was Sinai. So either means a relative compared to everybody else there, including Abaya. And Abaya. Yeah, but Abaya was also sharp. And they're saying Rabbi Yosef was sharper than Abaya. But maybe it means of his sharp is that he knows all the halachas of Mishnah, so he will be able to answer you on the spot. Not so much sharp, it's more immediate. Anyway, Ozer Kameh went to Rabbi Yosef. Parshat Ma'amas Lisa, Rabbi Yosef resolved it from the following Mishnah. We're going to say that sometimes Goyim exaggerate to get their point across. To make something happen, you don't trust him. This guy here wanted the yid to cut on Shabbos over here, the fodder. So he tells him, this whole mice over here, that I'll kill you like I killed this other yid. Lav davke ever killed another yid. He just wanted to intimidate him. Sorry? Yeah, because they're bothered by this question. Says the Gemara, but Al Gemara says, Klod Ab Yosef. A guy was selling fruits in the marketplace. He wanted people to think that it's good quality, premium quality. So this is what he said. Don't think this comes from some old age trees. Paid as a local Arla. It's a brand new tree. Right? So the question is, oh, Arla, so can I eat it? No, can I eat it then? Yeah, if I buy from him, I can eat his Arla. Or Vishal Azikahain, Azikarash is going to learn it's a fatsam to play. It's a fenced in area on Shemitah. You know, a lot of fenced in areas. And in other words, again, it's Shemitah. Shall netteravai the fourth year, which also you shouldn't eat. Loyamaklum, you can buy it. Don't believe a word he said. Loynis kavin el lashbiach mekha. He only exaggerated. Yeah. So the mele, come back here. The guy never killed the man. She cannot marry based on this because he just did it to exaggerate to get his point across. Rashi shall orlehin peidus natihin the young v'yeshna mishabachim mepeidus ilan zaken. They are much more healthier, much better quality than from an old tree. shel azika mepardes meuzik, from a garden, an orchard that is fenced in, v'gedes aviv leleshem, and a fence is surrounding it, v'hishnashviz v'shmitiyah. And because the Shemitah year now be protected. So Rashi now has a problem with that pshat. Obviously, this came from the Rebbe. So Vikashli, the Mai Isa Yeshkan, I don't understand. What's wrong with having a fence in Shemitah? Manushach. Im Ovaz Man Bish, ready after Pesach already, when you bechal shouldn't be dealing with fruit. And Loish Namin Amashur, Loish Namin Amahovkur. All the Zman, Shekola, the Chayas, and the Sodom, when they stop eating, all the fruit has to be burnt. What's Chiluk? Asurim. And if it's Koinus Man's Eilu Motor, what's wrong with being fenced in? Says Tesis there, I don't understand. Peter Bekuntis, look at top Tesis. Meuzik means Meshumer, protected. Meuzik from the word gate. Veshvi is to a Shmita. And Vekoshaloy, and Rashi had a question. He could be a loyal mutter. Says Tesis, any of the main time. The behead your tanya is coining, and in vain is a recha, the grapes of year in the Zerecha. He cut a lay sift, so you shouldn't cut. Min ha Meshumer, he had to bite it. Mefadish, we learn out that you're not allowed to tackle, you're not allowed to have fenced in, even before Zmana be, you're not allowed to cut it off. I'm about to bite you when I move. So I don't know what Rashi's problem is. Tack it in. Yeah. Back to the Gemara. Next Rashi, lo emakluum lo oisim akach nar osir lo holach halich achar haroy. Follow the majority. She said meshaker. He's lying. Ulash biach mekhein is kav. And he only did it to increase the value of a chenet of ayla diash. She paid a tia and a young. Now comes Rashi in the loopshot. Interesting. Kumadumali the high azika. Is not Azika means fenced in, like we learned, and they had a problem. Azika Shema Ibe Yisrael, it's the name of a region at Yisrael where the fruits grow very well. Good premium. If this guy in Chuzlaritz, or Meshapchem praising it, Azika Hevesi, and Chuzlaim Emezvod, I'm just talking to him, truly came from there. Shemalin is Asru. We saw Machemlai. And worry that maybe he didn't give Maisa and he sold him, and then we have to give Maisa. Elalash biyak mechay. He only made up that city. In other words, it's not my. What's he saying, Mazika? It's not my fruits. I got it from the San Azika where the Yidden lived, and I bought it from them. So, if we believe him, maybe I should have to give Maisa and so on and so forth. So we say, no, we're not worried, because Azika is noted for their wonderful fruit, the premium quality fruit, and that's why he made it up. This guy only wanted to threaten him. He should cut down his straw. Abba Yudin each side. Abba Yudin from side.
You said yesterday that you believe a guy when he's Messiah too much.
Yeah, and we did. But here he has a vested interest. The moment he has a paniya, that's Messiah too much.
He's not telling you
stand
as
a stone,
so-and-so.
I know, that's right. I killed
so-and-so. Nah, you dare to do this.
He's doing it as a threat.
Exactly. Yehuda, you have three choices now. We're going to make a test to see.
Now, if this guy comes on and says, you know,
I'm going
to see this worker, and once I wanted him to work on Shabbos, I was so upset that he didn't want to kill him.
Yeah, could true, but this here is definitely a vested interest.
So it's not the kind of thing that normally you throw around an expression, I went and killed somebody.
In those days, Yiddish blood was very cheap. Yiddish blood was very cheap. Obviously, this guy didn't go back home because his wife was trying to get out of the marriage. Abba Yudin, each side in Omar, Abba Yudin from Zaidan said, Maise be Yisrael ve'yuchom. There's once a Yidin a guy, Shaholchu, but they were traveling, a boy ve'yuchom, came along a guy. He made a comment. This is a case of Masir Tumay. Chaval, whoa. Al Yehudi Shahay Imi Baderech. I was traveling yesterday, a few days ago, with a Yid on the road. Shemez Baderech. He happened to die on the way. Vikibarti, when I buried him. Based on that evidence, they married his wife. Now, this is called Masir Tumay. He had no vested interest in saying it. Out of the blue, he said, nobody asked him any questions. The moment somebody asks you a question and you answer, it's not Masir Tumay already. When no questions were asked, he volunteered information, as we'll see later. Shumaisa, another story, Koilish, a group of people, Shay Mahalchin Lantoichia, they were going to a city called Lantoichia, Avoid Gechomech, came along, Omar, a comment, Chaval, what a pity, Al Koilish, this group of people, Shemaisa, they all died, and I buried them. They see you, as Nishay Sam, and they married their wives based on that testimony. Shumaisa, another story, Bishish, 60 people, Shay Mahalchin Lachar, and Beta, they were going to the city of Beta. Uvo Evrim came along a guy, and he said, Chaval, what a pity, Al Shishim, and 60 people, Shoy Mahalchim Badera Beta, Shemay died, they kabat and I buried them. They see and they say, and they marry the wives based on all that. Rashi, Chaval, Hefsid, Agmas, Nefeshu. Koilet, Chavur, a group of Chalke Beta, Kishabasa Beta, Bimotzer, when it was balagid, when it was surrounded. Mishnah. Me'idin, you can testify, if you've seen the candlelight, a person died, you can come back and say, this person is dead. Even moonlight's not that clear. We're very lenient when it comes to aguna. Umasi and alpi baskel. We can even marry her based on a baskel. Big machlek is what baskel means with Rashi. Alpi baskel. Shamu kol. Baskel does not mean a heavenly voice. It means a voice like from heaven because he couldn't see a human being. Shamu kol tsoy ekes pleini mace. Leiro adam betzama. You didn't see anybody there? So it's like a baskel. A voice.
Scream in the middle of the
yeah.
Valley.
Yankel is dead.
And now Mrs. Yankel can go get married.
Basically. Now, others say Taka Baskel means a Baskel. The Tesiyant has a whole Ariches, it can be Emashgir Baskel. And others say that here is different. When you say Emashgir Baskel, when you need Adis. Over here, even a woman is kosher, so you don't need Adis. Anyhow, back to the Mishnah. Mice, the story actually proves it. The story, Be'echad, a person, Sha'omad, that Rosh stood on the summit of a mountain, Ba'omad, and he said, Ish Pleini, Ben Pleini, Ben Malkin Pleini. This and this person from this and this place, Mace died. Went and looked, there's nobody there. And yet, since two people heard what he said, they married his wife based on that account. There's a story in the city of Talmud. That a guy got up and said, I want you to know that I am Yankel B'Shmedel. A snake bit me and I'm dying. No one ever met Yankel B'Shmedel. He's a man is saying, I'm Yankel B'Shmedel, I'm dying. And 10 minutes later, he died. And they saw him die. They don't know Yankel B'Shmedel. They can go and testify that this is Yankel B'Shmedel. Because he had Adis. Even the flimsiest Adis, because we believe that she will do her homework. So the Gemara Amaravash will turn the Bilim B'Shamay Amim Ein Masi and Abi Baskel. B'Shamay says, you do not marry based on a Baskel. You need stronger evidence than that. B'Shamay Amim Masi and Alpi Baskel. You do marry off someone based on a Baskel. Ready to give out a Mike Kamashlan's commission here. Masi's needs. Our Stam Mishnah said, clearly you'll have to do that. What do you tell me? How Kamashlan? The E Mishtak Chastoma. The E Masi. If you find any Stam Brice that says, clearly you're not allowed to marry based on a Baskel, you should know B'Shamay and ignore it. Rashi. Mike Kamashlan, Rabba Bashmul, the Lebe. We follow him. Our Mishnah said the same thing. They went in searching at the top of the mountain. They couldn't find anyone. But Dilma said, have it. So how can you take a trust? Maybe it was a demon. He had the image of a human form. And a shade, I would think, doesn't have a human form. Shade him also. Have a human form. We had his Amoraim, used to hang around, Larvi Pesachim, the Yosef Shid, and others. They had the human forms. The Chazil Leib Abua, he had a shadow. And when the moon was shining on this person, we saw a shadow. So obviously it's a human. Who told you that Shadim don't have a shadow? They always have a shadow. The Chazil Leib Abua, the Bua. A shade does not have a shadow of a shadow. You have a larger shadow, and then you have a smaller shadow, more precise. A human has a shadow of a shadow. Chassidus talks a lot about this. You know, Makifin of Klipa, and the shade only has a shadow. Doesn't have a shadow of a shadow, and that's how they knew. How do you know that? You're such an expert in shading. Maybe Taka they also have a shadow of a shadow. There was a shade by the name of Yenison. So we had Yosef. Oh, very good. Yenis and Shida, Bibu Islu, he told us that Shadim have shadows. Bibu or Debu or Leslu, they don't have shadow of a shadow. Rashi, Bibu or Debu, sorry, Sharolai, Musadim, Chilik, so when he started screaming before they went searching. Bibu or Debu, Tel, a shadow of a shadow. The Madna Yenis and Shida, Shade Hoya, he was a shade, Oi Bokiman, or he's not a shade, but he was a Yenis and was an expert in shade, they call him Yenis and Shida. Fredi Mora, Vidilma Tsara Havi, maybe this man married another woman. And this woman is on the mountain screaming that my husband is dead, not because her husband is dead, she wanted to mess up the co-wife. How do you know that you can trust it? Tanud Rabbi Shmuel learned, Bishas HaSakana, if there's a Sakana and a man is in a pit and he's dying and he screams out, right to get to my wife. You don't say, you immediately do that, you right to get to his wife. You rely completely that this is the husband you like. You want to save the woman from remaining in Laguna. Afagav Shem Kim, you don't recognize this guy, Taka is this guy who he claims to be the husband and the wife. So same thing here. If we don't accept this voice that we heard at the top of the mountain, then this woman will be an Aguna the rest of her life. That's called a Shasa Sakana. Here the Gemara calls an Aguna here a Shasa Sakana, which is quite strong. So if anybody says that Rabbanan had no Rachmanis an Aguna, you see clearly here it's like a Sakana, under threat of life and death.
Why do you believe in a certain situation? He might be telling you.
He
maybe not. We want to help the woman out, and we know that she that's too bad. That's the risk.
Deal with that when it comes.
That's the risk. Cause she has a gut feeling. A woman has a gut feeling. She knows if her husband's still alive or not. If she loves him, she feels it. Yaakov felt Yosef was alive 22 years later, right? Rashi. I don't understand. When you hear a voice from a distance, can't you tell if it's a male voice or a female voice?
It's an echo in the valley.
You can't tell if it's a male or female?
A woman with a deep voice or something.
A husky voice. Okay. Now, Bishas is a kind of, that explains.
And an ordinary woman is yeah. to be compared to Yaakov.
No, we're talking about the nature of a human, the relationship that you feel. Sixth sense, that's what a sixth sense is. Shas HaKonesh, Odom is sukin. A person, let's say, is dying. He was lying there in the boat, casting the boat. It looks like he was dying. He screamed out, whoever can hear my voice, Yichtoiv Getli Ishtoi, write a get to my wife straight away. So before I die, she shouldn't be stuck with my brother in law, with my brother. So this guy is in Shas HaKonesh, he's dying. We'll listen, and we don't know this is really the husband, but we will write and give it. We trust everything he said. This is who I am. Here too. A woman who's an agona is just like a sakona. If we don't believe this is the husband, maybe the husband was the husband, we'll never find him again. Isn't that strong that an agona is like a sakona? Okay, Mishnah. We had Mishnah before in the Gemara. When I went down to the Doi Lab Roshon, I couldn't do it in Etzes Rome because they made a Gzeira, you know, that'll be Mekadosh Chadoshim. So I went in the Doim, we learned that you're allowed to do the Chutzlaz if nobody equal to you and greater than you in Etzes Rome. What's I say? I found in the Chemya Ish Beis Deli, I found this person called the Chemya Ish Beis Deli. Amali, he came to me and he said, Shamaiti, I heard that Etzes Rome, you're very machmed. She ain't Masi, and I say, Isha Be'er Etzes Rome. You don't marry for a woman in Etzes Rome. I'll pee Edechud. You will not rely on a single witness, even though we learned in the Homosech you do. In Etzes Rome, they didn't do it. Ella Yehuda ben Baba, the only one who had the guts to defend women and rely even on a single person that says that your husband is dead, was Yehuda ben Baba. The Numesilai, and I said to him, I said to him, Kenat Varim, true, that's exactly right. Omali, he tells me in Nechemia, Omer Lehem Mishmi, tell everybody there in my name, I want to give Aedis. Atem Yehidim, you should know, Shamedina Meshabeshet Begayosis. I personally cannot come and, like we learned more before, Shamedina. Give Aedis, sorry? Yeah, I said, this is Bubble, wrong Medina.
Got a bit excited there.
Well, on the contrary, you won't find it by Etzes Rov. You'll find everywhere but Etzes Rov.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you know that in Bavel, it's Meshubeshes Begayosis. It's full of army, marauding soldiers going around, and it's too dangerous for me to go personally give testimony to Etzes Rov, what I heard. Mikubalni, I heard Medabagamliel Hazokim from the grandfather of the present Nasi. You will marry off a woman based on the aedus of one woman. So Makiva said, when I came back to Yisrael, I told him a little story. Simach, he was happy, Lidvara. He was happy with my words. We were always trying to find somebody who agrees with Yudim and Baba so we can rely on, and we found someone finally, the Maizeda. And Matech Adavim, while I was talking, suddenly Niske Rabbi Gamliel, he himself remembered Shenergu Harugim Betel Arza. In the city of Tel Arza, a bunch of people never got killed. The Hezi Rabbi Gamliel, Nisha saying, Alpi Eid Echad, and he relied on the testimony of one aid.
His
aid. His aid. So then, Vahuchziku, they declared right then and there, Liyaz Masin Eid Mipi Eid. They said, you know what, we're going to be lenient. We thought that you need proper two witnesses like any other case, because it's talking about releasing a married woman. But we decided you don't need any more. So if one aide comes and says, I heard from somebody else, normally in an order court it's hearsay, we don't accept it. Here we do. Mipi Evid, a slave. Mipi Ish, a woman. Pishivcha, a maid. And that's then established.
So
that's
how did, if Nehemiah is, what's his name?
Basically,
he was too dangerous to go from Babel to Etzes. How did Rabbi Akiva go from Etzes to Babel and back?
No. Rabbi Akiva was alone. This guy said, I can't take my wife with me and my family. to Bubble. To Eretz Yisrael.
So Rabbi Gamliel is still alive when Rabbi Akiva went to be Ma'adah for Dosh and Bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes and tells him. So if Rabbi Gamliel is the God of Ladoy, so how can Rabbi Akiva...
Rabbi Gamliel is a Nasi.
Right.
But I guess...
Would he have gone B'shlichus of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel?
No, because they said before already. Jason asked why Rabbi Akiva went there to Yisrael, as I said before, because he was the greatest man. On the bottom of the page, Kudus Vav, Jason said there, Rabbi Akiva lo yinia kamoise be'ed Yisrael, l'kacho yol yochol abashar mechus loretz. We did learn in Sanhedrin that the Ma'abed Hashanah, you need the Nasi to be there as well. I don't know. Question. I don't know. V'huchziku liyes. Okay, so they establish all these rules.
We'll come again 7 years' time.
We had the same end of Bracha, so we'll have a lesson 7 years, 5 years. Then you invite there, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Oimrim, they disagreed. Ein masin es yapir eidechad. They didn't accept this thing about eidechad. Sounds like they agreed about a woman. They agreed about a shivcha. They agreed about an eved. But not eid echad. What's this? Well, it doesn't say that. Kiva imed loya pi isha. Loya pi ev. Loya shivcha, loya pi kreivim. Kiva seems to say, eid echad I will accept, but not a woman, not all these other ones. What exactly is the sword of machlekes? It doesn't say here. Says the Gemara, Rashi. But the Mesa Lamar said to him, Kain hain elbom shemar, to kulun chulun chulun argue, Mishabesh ba yasa, shayni yochel lelech etzim lehoi yizeh shemaiti, I cannot come by and test what I heard. Freidi Gemara, you're telling me, Vesava Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva holds, Al pi isha loy, the Mishnah concluded, Akiva says, you can't rely on the aid of a woman. Let me tell you a story that happened. I remember clearly, but Tanya Vashim Allah Zaraimim, Shabbat Akiva, Isha ne'emenes lahavi gita. A woman is believed to bring her get from overseas and say that this is a get from my husband. And even though true, she has to say, b'fonei nechter, everyone has to say that, but we trust her. And look at the main thing Rabbi Akiva is a kavuchema. Man, noshe, madu, those five women we learned about a few days ago that you cannot trust them. Sha'amru, chacham, einem manas leim bez baila. They come and say to a woman, your husband died, we don't trust her. His sister-in-law, her co-wife, his mother-in-law, his stepdaughter, they come and they say that your husband died, we don't trust them because they're sinister, they have sinister motives. Yet, ne'em manas, love a gite, and the Gemara in Gittin says, the Mishnah says, they're believed to bring a get. So the wife who is believed to say my husband died, or an ordinary woman, not from these five women, who can be a witness say that your husband died, surely so what do we see clear from here? That Rabbi Akiva holds that a woman could say Adis that her husband died or a husband died. So why does an Amish say Rabbi Akiva say, and you don't trust a woman? Surely these women can be trusted again. Surely the woman who believed for Emes Bala also believed. Answer the Gemara like Kasha. Can Koidim Shehirziku, Kan Lachziku, our Mishnah is telling you Rabbi Akiva's opinion before they reconvened and they made new rules. Abrais is talking about after they made the new rules. Rabbi Akiva also agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. So this Mishnah, even though Rabbi Gamliel says Hurziku, but the next two lines was not post Hurziku, it was pre Hurziku.
This woman brings her get. Did she say, I received this get from a shliach for my husband?
The
she brings a get, right?
Unless that shliach made a
shliach,
yeah. Why not? A shliach is a shliach. Rashi. The hobby is gita. We medina sayam. The alpha picha tichon al maim epia. Even though we need her to say she tame me before nechter nechter, not because we don't trust her. I feel adam kosher if it's alemkain. Even an ordinary aid. Yeah, as we're seeing more gittin. Why? Either because the king lishmo ain't even suing the kaima. Noshi shomru chamish noshi speaking lil. The five women that hate her. Then manas lo vegita behed behed chitim. Next mishnah. Last mishnah in masechta. Amru le maise. They told him. Maise. They said to Rabbi Akiva. Maise bibnei Levi. There's a story of the people of Levi. They went to Tzoya, the city of the dates, of the palm trees. The chol echad mehem, one of the people in that entourage, that group, was sick. So the heviyu bepundik, they let him stay in the hotel. And they were going to go wherever they were going to go, and then the way back, they would pick him up.
Aber the Chazaros, when they came back, Amru Lepundiki, they said to this hotel manager, Aye Chavarenu, where's our friend? She says, Numi Islam, she said to them, Mace, he died. Ukavartib, and I buried him. The Heisiya es Ishtem, based on that testimony of this Pundikis, he'd let her get married. The Loite He Kohenis Kipundikis. So they said, and you're going to tell me, you Rabbi Kiva said before, you don't trust a woman, you don't trust these things. You can tell me that a Jewish woman, a Kohenis, a Bas Koyin or a Bas Yisro, is not at least as trustworthy as his Pundikis. And his Pundikis, we retrusted her and we married off the woman. Why are you saying that Isha we can't trust? Rashi. Amr Bekiva, this is part of the previous Mishnah. Maisa Beben Elevi, Numis Amr Lehem. She told him the story. So we asked Rabbi Kiva, Loi Tei Kei Kleimer, V'chi Loi Tei Bas Yisrael, Oi Kehenem Yucheses, Ne'emenes Ki Pundikis U'Gruah. Shouldn't an ordinary Yiddish woman be believed at least as much as this Pundikis Gruah? We'll soon see why she's a Gruah. U'mafar Ma'i Gira Yusuf. So Rabbi Kiva answered back, Omelem, Rabbi Kiva answered back, L'kishtehei HaPundikis Ne'emenes. You think we trust the Pundikis? We had to verify that the Pundikis story was correct. Why? Hapundikis Haitzilem, she brought out all kinds of signs. Makloi, his walking stick, Tarmila, his backpack, Sefer Torah Shabiyadai, they used to travel to Sefer Torah. So she had all those things. And it's, so we're not relying on her testimony, it's the simonim that we're relying on. That's what Kiva says. We wouldn't rely on her testimony. Rashi. I don't know if Kiva is a Shetan, but in a minute. True, but not, it's not the same as an ordinary person coming along and saying a story. Story alone on its own does nothing. Combination. Rashi.
So when you have this testimony of the
This is a bit different because here the wife is basically a whole lot of people are telling her a story that they heard secondhand. And we're relying on that. 100%. That's why we're relying on all these things. That's the only basis for all this. True, any other woman in the same situation as this Pundikis would have produced the same simani, would also trust him. Shadi Pundikis Hoitzilehen, he brought out all the simani, but Al Hasimonim Samchu. We relied on the simon. Says the Gemara, first of all, my grace is the Pundikis. Why, what do you mean she's grace? What's a grace? I'm going to have a Pundikis, she's a shiksa. And what? She's a shiksa. That's the grace here. And why do we believe her? Because she was saying just a story. That happens to be his stick. That tamila. That kevish kevarti boy. V'chein tani abba breid rabbi yuma v'chia. V'chein tani abba breid rabbi yuma v'chia. Pundik is ovedik chavma. Umasich levituma. Hoise that makla. That kevish kevarti boy. Freddie, what are you talking about? That's not masich levituma. V'hoi aye chavareinu ka'amri lo. Had she volunteered information, that's called Hirtumai. If they ask a question and answer, it's no longer Masir Hirtumai. So what do you mean, Masir Hirtumai here? And for the Gemara, Kivan de Chazisnu Bachya. When they came in, they saw her crying there. So she actually started. And they asked her, why are you crying? Amalai Chavarenu. And they said to her, what's going on here? Where's our friend? Amalai Mesvi Kivativ. That's why, because she set the scene. That's why she's Masir Hirtumai. Dashi.
She's such a bad person. She's crying never the guy died, and she's such a bad person.
Okay, said belief wise, not this. That's why I couldn't come. I'm allowed to feel free to him. Who have a bach? You have a free time. The kindness is low. He's chilaim. Before even they asked, then she raised out talking. Oh, your friend died. So then they asked, you know, whatever it is, how do we know, and so on. Yeah. So the Cheder then goes back to the original question. So what was the Chachamim bring a raya to their case against Rabbi Akiva? That here's a case where we believe a woman. The Cheder, here's a Masech Levituma, which is totally different than Edis. So Tais explains it wasn't 100, but this is sort of in between Masech Levituma and not. Because by her bringing out the stick, that's already Edis. So she started talking, but then it's the stick that she brought out. So it's a mixture of Edis and Levituma, right in between. That's why the Chacham brought a raya from here against Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says, not a raya, because it's close enough to Masech Levituma. Back to the Gemara. Talking about we learned. Ma'isa bar mech was the story of the person. The person who came to testify, and a woman before Abtarfin. Amalai b'ni, my son. How do you know that this woman's husband died? How do you know?
I'll tell you how I know. I was traveling with a husband on the road. The Rodev Acharenu Gaius, we were attacked by a group of troops. The Nitle and this friend of mine, her husband, cut off the Yichur Shel Zayis, a branch from an olive tree, Uposhchoi, and he started to smack it around. The Herzir Asagayis Acharenu, and they all ran away. A Michael, I turned to him and I said, Arya, you lion. You're lion-hearted, you're courageous and you're strong. Yasha Kechacha. Thank you. Saving our lives. Omali, he right turned to me, he says, puzzled me. How do you talk about my name is Arya? You're right, my name is Arya. This is my nickname in my town. My real name is Yechanan Berebi Yenison, but my nickname is Arya the Mikvah Shechaya. I'm the lion of the city, of the village of Shechaya. The Yomim Chol of Amais. A few days later, this guy died. And I came to town and I said that Yechel ben Yenison died. The Hesir Abtarfon is Ishtai. And Abtarfon married his woman, his wife, based on this evidence. Says the Gemara, you're telling me that Abtarfon led boy, he didn't ask any questions. As soon as he said the story, right away they immediately they married off his wife. No investigations. Vehatanya, didn't we learn another story? Maise ba'odam echad shabal leaf and Abtarfon, and the guy gave her Abtarfon. Same story. Lahayid Eidiz Isha. Amar loy b'ni hey chato yedei Eidiz. How do you know? Amar loy niva hu ha yinavach. They were traveling. But Abachren Gaius. Benitla b'yichateinu Pashchay. The heck is the guy. They chased him away. Amar loy as a kechacha. Arye, my lion. Amar loy yofa kavant l'shmi. That you're right. Shekach koin oy sabidi yechad ben yenisim. My name is Yechad Yenisim. But the nickname is Arye the kvaj chaya. The yom yichol v'mes. But Amar, I told that to Abtarfon. On my law, he said, Tarfon asked me back, is you mean his name was Lekacha Martili Yechon ben Yenison of the Mikvah Shechaya Arye? You mean his name is Yechon ben Yenison from the Kvar Shechaya Arye? In other words, he swapped around the words to say that to see whether if he was saying that he was the lion of Kvar Shechaya or Kvar Shechaya was part of his name and Arye was something else. I'm like, no. So the guy said back, I didn't say that. His name is Yechon ben Yenison, but Ayed Mikvah Shechaya. The Diktik Olav Shnayim Vishleish Rabbi Tarfon kept on asking the question two or three times just to see, to try to stumble him, to see if it's a story that's concocted or whether it's real.
Difference in the fact that the first time the story is he took a Zayas and the second time he took it to Eina?
No, but this answers the question. The Kivin as Devarav. And he didn't change his story. The hate of Tarfon is Ishtar. Tarfon said, okay, now we can rely on the marriage of his wife. Rashi. Poshchin not cut off. Nitl v'yichol shes teina. Ochaz ben noiv shol teina from the fig tree. V'poshchin lasem and makal. He carved it to make a stick out of it. Poshchin doesn't mean not cut. He cut it off. V'yichol gibel chayil v'lev ayish. You're strong and you're courageous. Yofa kivanta shmi Arye, that's my name, Shikakoy, no, that's my nickname. Loi kachamar Yechon ben Yenison, Deidish, Vechoikroya, he was interrogating him. Ula Yahapich is Vodav, he'll alter his story. Loi kachamar Tali, the Mikvah Shikhaya Arye, that the name of the town was Arye, Shikakvaro got Arye, Veloiso, not him. Back and forth, just see whether he changed the story. Dirisha is Bedikas, all these kinds of questions. Vechihai Gabna Lechav is Vodav, to see whether to stumble him. And Chakir is Beziyayim Bezisha. Let's go back to him. So Lachayz Astida here, Rav Tarfon interrogated him. The previous story he didn't. Everything more Tanoi, it's two Tanoim. The Tanya we learned, Ain Boidkin Eidin Noshim Bechira. You don't ask women, when the Eidim of women, you don't interrogate them, you don't give them a hard time, give them a kiva. And Rav Tarfon, I'm a Boidkin. And that's Machlekes two Braises. Obviously, it's very difficult to understand because both Braises are Tarfon, and both Braises is not.
The guy with the same name from the same town.
But it's Rav Tarfon. Oh. You're answering me that there's Rav Akiva and Rav Tarfon. What does that help us? You have two Braises in Rav Tarfon, and it's not two Tanoim arguing Rav Tarfon said. This is a story. Either this happened or that happened. Which is the story? But if you look closely, you see, like Yimmy said, that there's some details that are different. So it's actually two different stories. Two different stories. There might have been two people in that town. One story happened once. Another story happened later. And this is how the Tana and both things happened. The Tana might have changed his mind. And therefore, it's possible that that's why you have two braises.
I thought he's making questions of Kiddus. He'll discover that there's a difference between one is a Zayas and one is a Tain.
The chilik between Rashi and Chakidus is asking what day and what time. And Dirishas is to try to stumble them up.
So even though we say over here, you need Isha v'chakira by Eidi Isha, it definitely doesn't mean, as Tesis says, it doesn't mean Eidi Yayim, Eidi Yayim and all that. It only means is we're trying to stumble them up, what color clothes, and you ask them a lot of questions there just to make sure they contradict themselves, and then they finally blush and they just walk away. That's what you're trying to do. Says the Gemara, so what's the machlekes? Why yes or why no? Very interesting. They're arguing based on Chanin. The Torah says you need by Vedosha Heitev, you have to ask good questions. You need the Yishuv HaKira. You need Yishuv HaKira when it comes to matters of life and death. And we know that everything needs Yishuv HaKira. The Chachamir, Chanin was very lenient and said when it comes to money, commercial matters, we suspend the laws of Yishuv HaKira. Why in the world would I lend money to somebody? I'll have two witnesses, but then they'll go to court. The court will give such a hard time. First of all, people won't want to be my witnesses anymore. What do I need this headache for? And if the guy refuses to pay. And then even if they do go to court, they might stumble up. People will say, oh, these guys are liars and they'll never be trusted again. Who needs it? Mali L'Tzor Azais. So in order to make sure that people continue lending money, they suspended the law of Yishuv HaKira. And the question is, how do we view releasing a woman from a marriage? Is that considered a commercial issue? Or is that considered a life and death issue? What's the commercial issue, the aspect? Because when she's released, she gets a ksuva. What's the life and death issue? A married woman commits adultery, she's chayiv misa. So we're releasing a married woman. So the question, yeah. So what? How do we view it? Says the Gemara, "Damar chinin, dvar teira min ha-teira, echadin imamnes, echadin lefashes, bedrisha vechakira." You have to ask both. Shneimah mishpat echad yilechem. All the laws are the same, whether it's commercial, whether it's life and death. Umatam omrudin imamnes, ain't tzirichen vechakira in order. Shalai tina definitely love, and we don't want to close the doors, slam the door shut in front of all these lenders. So what does it have to do with marriage? They're releasing it from a marriage. It's like money matters. You're about to release a woman to the world. It's like matter of the fashas. Rashi. If she remarries, titel ksuva. Why? We learned before the Gemara. The mesefer ksuva nilma. In the ksuva itself, it says kishetanasi laachet titli mashakoselichi. I don't know why in our ksuva doesn't say that, but it says in the ksuva. Remember we had before Rabbi Kiva there. In the ksuva itself, it says that. But in the fashion dami, the habo'al age is bechenek. If you commit adultery, she's chenek. Hilchavach eidei nashim is drishu chakir.
Isn't there a difference
if
kinosi means
not only
the
kind of
divorce, but
she married? Yeah, but if she doesn't remarry, she also gets sick, so she's entitled to that. The chilek is... No, of course she does. The chilek is that when she doesn't remarry, she can stay 25 years... and continue eating from the panosa of the field and not collect the ksuba, and then collect the ksuba later. But once she gets remarried, the vart is not, it's not a milus achson. Once you get remarried, no more business, my mazainas. Immediately you must take the ksuba. That's what it means. So, okay. Somebody wants to finish your work. I need to proceed. If what? Yeah, yeah. If they're children, only their children. Okay, if someone finishes, I need it for time to pray. We have no other masechta to learn. Okay, and these are four masechta that finish this way, and so on and so forth. In other masechta, this is artikel b'noich l'boinoich. Here it doesn't. Okay, everyone say l'chaim, and there's mezainis here. Sorry? That's true, yeah. The beautiful Masharia explaining why the Gemara here finishes with Shalom. Because all the whole Masechta, the theme is Shalom, and we try to go out of our way to make Shalom. Yes. Banayich. Whole Banayich is Brachis. You want to remember which four Masechtas. Brachis, Nida, Yevamis, and Krisis. Finish. Omra B'lazim Chanina. Whole Banayich, Lamudei Hashem.